Hey, everybody. Guess who?
Yay.
Yeah, that was Chris. Guess who?
Zach.
Guess who?
Me.
No, I'm me.
No.
You are
me.
Jared.
No, me.
Fine, I'll be me.
I just said I'm me.
Well, confuse everybody. That's good.
Yeah, confusion is good.
Do you guys actually ever listen to this? I wonder if anybody does.
I listened to like first few minutes of it.
They're kind of funny, actually. If you go back and listen, I'm like, I remember talking about that. Yeah. And then I'm like, really? We said that?
Yeah. I remember I went back to last year's and I was like, it was funny. It's like old conversations.
Things that happened last year,
yeah,
like a year ago?
Yeah. And I'll listen to it. I'm like, I was talking, but I don't remember a word.
You remember any of it?
No.
I try to, parts of my life, I try to have that feeling too that I don't want to remember.
Yeah.
Have you listened to any of them?
No, I haven't.
Zach?
So, what? Hi, Zach. I tried to listen to the one that never actually made it.
Yeah, actually, that was one of them I did too.
Do you guys ever watch Star Wars?
Yeah.
You don't try. There is no try.
There's only do.
There's only do or do not. So what you're saying is no.
It got lost in space. So
no,
it's not my fault.
The iPod thing crashed and it did not get uploaded.
Excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's what happened. But, you know, you could have listened to other ones.
Yeah.
But that was the best one.
How do you know you couldn't listen to it?
That was the pizza one.
It was
the pizza one.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, man.
It was the one we were all talking.
No wonder why it didn't get work. We probably had pizza in the phone or something.
It's too loud.
It was a sad day.
I had pizza for lunch today.
Yummy.
What kind of pizza?
Leftover.
Sucks for you.
It's
still good. Oh, Papa Murphy's. From,
what kind?
I'm not sure if it was from New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
What was on it?
Either way, it's still good.
I don't know.
No, it wasn't Christmas. We had pizza at New Year's Eve, and they went to our brother's house, and guess what they had?
Pizza. Yum.
So, yeah, anyway, Hawaiian, I believe, is what you're asking.
Oh, okay.
Hawaiian is really good.
It's like, you know, pineapple and ham, the best of
both
meats and fruit.
Yeah.
It's like bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people think pineapple on a pizza or just flat out fruit on a pizza just doesn't work.
Oh, it does, though. Really?
I wonder how a raspberry sausage pizza would work.
No.
Why ham and pineapple?
No, it's because it's ham and pineapple. It's good.
I think we need to make a sausage and raspberry.
I am just going to take off the raspberries. And
no, we'll call it sausage and strawberry just because it'll sound better when we call it a strawsage.
S'more pizzas. Really
S'more
good.
Pizza's delicious.
That's not pizza.
I've never
heard
of dessert. Smitza. Never heard of that.
S'more. Yeah, we got one of those too. I didn't have the nerve to eat any of that, though.
I love the cinnamon
wheels,
though.
Here's where my family is.
Cinnamon wheels are amazing.
Yeah, they got one of those, too. Yeah. A cinnamon wheel pizza, two pizzas.
Do you have leftovers of it?
Cinnamon wheel and a s'mores pizza. So, yeah.
We got breadsticks.
Yum.
And I played Zelda.
Which one?
Hang on.
The Legend.
Hang on. I got home from, went to a basketball game Tuesday night.
Fun.
My 8-year-old, I guess. For some.
He was born from 1980.
I'm sure somebody had fun. It was enjoyable. It was fun to go to the basketball game with my 8-year-old.
Nice.
Sitting in the nosebleed seats. I forgot why I was telling you this. Oh, yeah. We got home. Took the train down, right? Got home.
That's
it was fun. 1 degree. The thermometer in my car said 1 degree. It was like 10:30.
Oh, jeez.
Freezing, right? Because it's just cold. My car is outside. You get off the train. Go to the car. And the car is not, you don't live far enough from the train for the car to warm up.
Oh,
got inside, and my wife and the two girls are making ice cream.
Actually, I did go home after
making
yesterday.
Ice cream. 10:30 and 1 degree outside, and you're making ice cream. How about some hot chocolate?
I know. I actually went home and ate ice
Not
cream
funny.
Yesterday.
I had some Rupert
ice
floats
cream.
That had ice cream in it.
But was it 1 degree and you just came inside?
Well, in my house, it wasn't.
Well, okay, fine.
I understand where you're coming from.
Well, thank you for a little bit of sympathy there.
I actually went to a Utah game last year for, like, football. And during one of the breaks, my aunt gave me money, and I went to go. And it was, like, snowing outside, and it was freezing, and I went to go get some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I got a shake over at Arby's yesterday.
Nice. They have good shakes there.
Oh, they're amazing. Right? I get them like every A day. And I sort of eat them in my English class.
Sort of eat them? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I finish it before, sometimes I finish it during.
How do you sort of eat something?
You just sort of do it.
If you're talking about a shake, you can't really eat it, so you have to say sort of.
Sort of eat it.
Because it's going in your mouth, and you're not drinking it, since it's not more of a liquid. It's more of a... It's in between a solid liquid.
So it's more like a colloid.
Yeah.
Take physics.
They don't teach
don't
you that.
Do that.
They don't teach
that. They don't.
Physics is more of movement.
That's more
I
chemistry.
I know what physics is.
Geometry.
But they both come through states of matter.
No.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyways.
So anyway, what else is happening?
The end of the world already happened.
We're not there yet on the list,
fun.
Man.
That's not even
that's
on the list.
That's the third.
It is
too.
It is on the list.
It is?
Yeah, that is
that's
EOW.
That's the
huh?
EOW.
You never told me.
Okay, I wasn't sure what it was.
Never asked what that was.
Came up with
I thought
all
it was
these
like
weird
E-wow.
Letters.
I thought it was E-wow.
Yow.
Yow.
Yow. Okay, so first on the list was winter break.
Looks
who
like
did anything
Japanese.
Fun?
Winter break.
I stayed home for 4 days straight.
Congratulations.
It was the first time since, like, middle of July that I've done that.
I didn't even go to school.
That's good.
The entire time.
Good.
It's a good thing, because it probably would have been locked, and you would have been outside in the cold eating ice cream or something.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Should have done that.
Go for it, man.
I didn't do, like, anything besides chill with my family, go hang out with friends, and then New Year's, hung out with friends.
Nice.
Cool.
It was a party.
That sounds like a party.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I ate a lot.
Pizza?
No, not pizza.
Strawberries and...
Sausage?
Sausage?
No.
No.
Strawberries. Yeah. Okay.
Strawberries.
What kind of sauce would you use? Okay, never mind.
Would it be Man, like breakfast sausage or?
No, I mean, what kind of sauce?
Ew.
You put red sauce.
Oh, sauce.
On it?
Oh,
or
white
like
sauce.
A
white sauce. White sauce.
Tomato
sauce.
Is a vegetable. I mean,
you've never
fruit.
Had white sauce on a pizza?
I've never heard of it.
It's great.
Wow.
I love
We're
it.
We're back on pizza.
It's fantastic.
Guilty. All right, I'm guilty. So great. So what'd you do over Christmas?
I was telling you.
No, but you're the one I wanted. I wrote winter breakdown on our list here, and he wanted me to put down Christmas also.
True.
So what'd you do for Christmas?
Oh, so
I hung out with my family, hung out with my friends.
Nice.
And then went to New Year's and hung out with my friends then.
Nice.
Good.
I'm chewing gum. It's very professional.
My, sure what?
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Okay.
Okay.
Very you dumb dumb. You give
my,
me gum.
My 8-year-old.
Gum
one. Gum gum.
Dumb
my, how old is he? My 8-year-old. Christmas Eve. Kept catching him. He was upstairs in bed at 4 o'clock. I'm like, what are you doing, Caden? I'm trying to sleep so I can stay up late. He wanted to stay up late and see Santa.
Aww,
so he was trying to sleep during the day so he could.
That's adorable.
And Zach, on Mr. Underwood. What?
Yeah.
I'm saying that.
My brother and sister came into my room. They're both 14, they're twins. And they came into my room at 6:40 going, Kristen, let's get up. I'm like, what's wrong with you at 6:40? And then I'm like, okay, 20 more minutes. And so my brother sat at the edge of my bed. And my sister in my swivel chair that kind of squeaks when it's moved. So like, the whole time, my brother's like bouncing on the bed, and my sister's squeaking. Yeah. 10 minutes later, I said, fine. He got up.
Try to get him out of the room.
Kids are up at 5:15.
Shut the door, lock it, and go to bed.
Well, it's hard because like your brother, my brother is like 6'2 now.
Oh.
So it's like one of those things, I can't do that.
I
Not
think
effectively anyway.
My kids are up at 5:15.
I'm so sorry.
I think this Christmas is the first Christmas I didn't wake up too early, because usually I always wake up early and I have to wait around for my parents to get up.
What's early?
Having to wait for my parents
what
to
time?
Get up. I have no idea.
My daughter, one of my daughters early would be like 10:30.
Oh,
That's probably related to my parents. I don't know. But this year I stepped in until like 12 and they kept like trying to get me up, and when I finally got up, we opened them instantly instead. So
nice.
There wasn't that very many because, like I said, I celebrated Christmas early. So.
Celebrate Christmas early?
You know that.
Oh. Okay.
Basically,
I think I forgot.
My brother was going into the Air Force before Christmas. That's right. Okay. So we celebrated early so that he could still get his presents.
That's good. A good idea.
Because there's nothing better than, I'm sorry, just going in the Air Force, but believing in Santa still.
Santa's real.
He didn't get a Santa present.
Okay.
He just got presents.
I know, I just, you know, the never mind.
Santa's going to go to him on Christmas.
In the Air Force.
There's actually a military base that, like, got called up 1 year because Sears was doing this contest thing for a Santa hotline, and they accidentally put the wrong number, and it was that number for the military base. So every year now, they do this thing where they track where Santa's going on this giant map and, like,
show me.
NORAD?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that every year.
We followed him.
I don't. I just saw it.
My kids wanted to know why he was in the middle of the ocean. I was, you know, at that time, he's just traveling over it.
Was it still counting, like, how many houses he missed?
No. Oh, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. He was in Atlantis.
It goes over a town that has, like, 20 people in it, and it says, like, 500 more houses.
When he goes to Tokyo, has to count up and catch up.
So apparently we're all still here.
Yeah.
So the EOW never happened.
Nope.
What's the EOW?
End of the world.
Oh, I forgot the T. Oh. That's why they were confused.
It's the end of the world.
And there's no E.
End.
There's no W.
End of world.
End world.
So just of?
End of world.
End of
world.
They're initials. It's an acronym. End.
I know that's not an E though.
Of the world.
That's different though.
Well, he just
changed
it.
That's why he fixed it.
No. Okay, he's writing in Japan or something. Japanese.
It's not Japanese, dude.
I'll be back in a minute.
Looks like it.
No, it doesn't.
That looks like a tree.
They're capital letters, Zach. Maybe that's true.
You should see how he's writing. Like.
Like a human.
Who writes a W with three squiggles?
He explained this before we started.
I know.
How many squiggles does your W have?
Two.
That'd be an interesting game. How many?
How many squiggles does your W have?
Okay, anyway. What color is your parachute? No, wait. How many squiggles does your W have? So,
we're talking about shoes now, apparently.
Parachute.
He wants to know.
Parachute.
I thought you said pair of shoes.
I can see that.
What color is your pair of shoes?
Black.
So, yeah, the zombies didn't get us.
Nope.
Wasn't it zombies?
No, it was
20% of all people that believe the world. No, there was 20% of the people in the world that thought that the world was going to end with zombies. And... yeah.
Interesting.
Basically. That's like of everybody, even the people who didn't think the world was going to end. It was like 70% of the people who did think the world was going to end thought it was going to end because of zombies.
I didn't know that.
I'm glad you didn't know that. I just... okay.
Okay.
Really? You think the world's going to end?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Who are you talking to?
Because minds didn't continue.
Who's ever listening? It was just a whole stupid fallacy to start with. It's just finding these people that blow things out of proportion. And I mean, really? You think it's going to end?
Mm-hmm.
So, did you think it was going to end, Zach?
No.
He was at the door at the school bank. I want my ice cream!
No, I was playing the Dora Explorer game the entire time.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was pretty fun. Have you seen the new trailer for that?
No.
For the movie?
No.
It's hilarious.
But I did see a couple other trailers.
Look up Dora the Explorer trailer. It's really funny.
All
right. I think I'm going to pass.
It's a real-life movie. It's a real-life movie.
Really?
Real actors, yeah.
All right. I don't know if I could
Who's
stand
playing
that.
Dora?
Some Mexican girl? I don't know. I don't know her name.
Oh, God.
It's a spoof. So it's not actually going to become a movie, but it looks like a real trailer, so it's pretty awesome.
Oh, I love those. Those are great. I saw one for Legend of Zelda a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was alright.
Yeah. It got people excited and made my friend mad when she found out it was fake.
Swiping, no swiping.
So, what's up with MORP? I guess that's on the list. Here, let me explain it to you.
Maybe it stands for
something. M-O-R-P. I think it stands for something, just like this other one, EOT.
My overreactive parent.
My overreactive, that's one word, isn't it? Overreactive?
No, it's hyphened.
And hyphen makes it one word, doesn't it?
No.
Okay, my overreactive parents.
Or MORP.
MORP.
I was wondering what that stood for.
I don't know.
But do you guys even know what it is?
It's dance. I know that.
It's with juniors and sophomores.
I won't go
there. So no seniors.
No seniors. I didn't know that either.
It's a dance?
It's a dance. That's all I knew.
Why is it called MORP?
Because they kill
freaking MORPing.
MORPing is the MORPing slang for my overreactive parents.
Is that what, going postal or what?
Yeah.
He's MORPing? Working on it.
All right, well, it's exciting. You guys brought it up, said MORP was coming up.
Yeah, I brought that up because people were talking about it in my math class and my orchestra class. I was like, that is probably pretty soon.
Is it a winter dance or what?
I don't know.
It's something at the school, I think.
Yeah, I think it's like a themed dance because I remember when I was a sophomore 2 years ago, it was a nerd theme. And like you saw the day of the dance, I think it was on a Friday that year. But everyone dressed up like a nerd.
I think they made MORP because they wanted to have something that, like, made people want to come. So they, like, called it WARP. But that's already a WARP tour, you know? So they just flipped the W over and called it MORP.
How many humps did it have?
How many
squiggles, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't count those things.
What happens if I am... Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, the MORP thing. Any movies you've seen?
Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
Did you guys like it?
I liked it, actually.
It was really good. What's going to suck is it's going to be spread out between 3 years.
I can't. I don't know if I can wait for a year to
the next one.
Well, you will. What are you going to do instead?
Right?
What's that?
Right? Do things? I don't know.
We saw it, too.
I didn't. Don't spoil it.
All right.
You know that one part? Yeah,
yeah, that one
where
part.
Where the bomb goes off?
Oh, yeah. That was,
that was cool.
Interesting.
I loved that.
So you guys see James Bond, Skyfall?
No.
Dude, that is me.
I don't think the Hobbit was that good.
Really? I loved
it. Was part,
it just
part
seemed
one.
Like more Lord of the Rings.
Well, have you read the book?
I'm a librarian.
Have you?
That's why.
I knew it.
There you go.
I have it right there.
See, I read it.
Just look at it all day.
But that's irrelevant. I mean, I know you can compare
it. It was way better than the book.
Either way, I just didn't think it was. It just seemed like more Lord of the Rings. It's like,
have you read the book? Well, have you seen the comic?
I think if you like the middle and the end will be better because it kind of it starts out like this Lord of the Rings, but kind of.
I'm not encouraged to see the next one. Because I wasn't impressed with the first one.
You know, like, it has a dragon being played by Benedict Cumberbatch. Even if it was horrible, I'd still go see it.
It was only part one, as far as I know, because...
There's part like three.
Yeah, there's like
three parts. I think it was like five.
No, it's three.
So. Yeah.
They want more money.
They're going to do it every year, too, so...
Yeah, it's going to be like...
It's
going to
be really annoying.
Don't want to wait for another 2 years.
What do you call it? What are they going to call it?
Hobbit, what was it?
Trilogy.
No, but The Hobbit is one book, but Lord of the Rings is actually three books.
Yeah, so...
It's like they're doing it on, like, chapters where they end. Like, the first one's...
I know, but Hobbit 2, just...
No, it's going to be, like, Hobbit Chapter 2 or something.
Chapter 2, that would be a good one.
There's, like, 20 chapters.
We'll call it Middle Hobbit.
Middle Hobbit.
Like, Middle Earth.
Hobbit End.
Hobbit End?
Hobbit End would be probably towards the end, because that's when he comes home.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the end.
What, do he comes home? Oh, you just ruined it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Adventure begins. What is it called? The adventure?
An unexpected journey. There you
go. Oh, I know there's a cave somewhere in the Hobbit.
No adventure at all.
There's probably like... There's more than one.
There's
for
more
sure.
than one.
I read
cave.
Part of the book, okay? Just part.
Just part?
Yeah.
Is anybody reading it for class?
I was, no. Nope.
Wait, what? I know when the teachers is reading for class.
Really?
Which one?
That's a long book.
I read the Hunger Games in, last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I wish
Hunger
my
Games was good.
And stuff like that.
Not in class. Yeah, have you ever class? You ready for class?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever played the Hunger
Miss
Games?
Miss Birch
game?
Was so cool.
She probably still is. So I just don't. I get worried when you guys refer to your teachers in the past tense.
Who's Miss Birch?
It's because I don't have her right now.
Oh, I remember Miss Birch. True, I've never had her.
Never.
She
seems
nice.
Like a nice person.
She is great. She's over
she's
Evergreen.
Great.
Great, mate.
Great.
Cronky, man. They're fantastic.
I love that. That's awesome.
That was a horrible accent.
So who's your favorite character in...
You like switched accents and mid-accent.
Yeah, man. It's great.
I'm a New Yorker now.
Awesome.
I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. Sorry. Let's keep going.
You're doing great, man. So, yeah, The Hobbit.
I loved it.
What's the other book? Beautiful Creatures is coming out, too.
Oh,
Beautiful Creatures.
I've never read that book. I might read that, though.
But the movie looked really good.
Yeah, I was actually impressed with it.
Sounds weird.
I've never even heard of it.
Are you just looking at movie books right now?
Shh.
No, but...
Oh.
That's a phone?
Yeah.
Anyway, gosh, who has a phone? Okay. bunch of other... After Earth, did you see... I don't know, some good previews coming out.
Oh, with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw ads for it.
After Earth?
After Earth.
All right, so anything? Did we see Lincoln? Did we see the vampire Lincoln?
I want to see
Lincoln
both of them.
Vampire.
It's like
killer.
A spoof.
It's a book.
No, it actually is a spoof.
Yeah, it's like a spoof.
It's not like a spoof. It is a spoof.
The Vampire Hunter?
Yes.
Yeah, vampire it's a book. Lincoln.
Vampire
yes.
Hunter?
Yes.
That is a different movie.
Yeah.
Than Lincoln.
Yes.
It is.
I'm glad. Yes. There are two different movies. Similar because they both have the word
Lincoln. Vampire Hunter and Lincoln.
Yeah, there's
right.
two.
I want to see both of them.
And then there's going to be Lincoln Zombie Hunter.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Like,
no, you're.
I don't believe him.
I was like, wait. That seems
next
too
word
bad.
That comes out of your mouth, I am not believing
Lincoln
you.
Zombie at the end of the world.
End of the world. Actually,
Lincoln, the
Lincoln
Mayan.
Walking Dead.
Walking.
The Walking Lincoln.
The Walking Lincoln. I like it. Just seems great.
Great. So any other movies? Can we see Les Mis?
No.
I've heard
you
want to
see Les Mis?
I kind of
no,
do,
no.
It's such a girl movie.
Exactly.
I
don't
was
even
so
know
happy
what
I didn't
about.
Go see it.
Is that French?
It's French, yeah. It's a Les Miserables or something like that.
Something like that.
Is it French?
It's
or is
French.
It Italian?
It's French.
Or is it British?
It's French.
French.
I can't.
It's all French, eh? That's what a Sims
says. Excuse me.
If you've ever played a Sims game, they say weird stuff, and that's one of the things they say.
Don't they, like, say German stuff?
When they
stuff?
Are eating food, they're like, I'm so French, eh? It's really weird.
Yeah, they say weird things.
I just remember.
Like,
so, no, I haven't seen it, and I'm glad my wife went to see it already, and I didn't have to.
My sister's actually going to read the book.
That's a big book.
That's a big book. She got it for Christmas.
It's right over there somewhere. I pulled it off. Oh, I should put.
You mean
like
the
a
one
brick.
That's like.
It is like a brick.
Size of a magazine? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's the book. Okay. It's a brick.
Are you at home right now?
And she was so excited. She said, I'm going to start reading it. And I'm like, okay.
Great.
Right.
Come back.
To you.
See you in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Come back tomorrow and you'll probably say, I do not like this book. It's too big.
Probably.
Well, maybe it's good. I don't know. I don't like sappy love stories. I have no idea if that's what it is.
All I know is that there was a lot of... I heard there was a lot of crying. And I don't do well with sad movies. Like, I cried at the end of Men in Black 3.
What?
I cried at the... It was sad. And
is that
the guy...
Is that something you want to publicize?
I
actually forgot. They had a Men in Black 3.
Yeah. Have you seen it? Or no?
No,
did
I cried at the end. I've
got to watch that.
Too.
My kids want to see it. We told them, no, you can't see that. you have to watch Men in Black 2 first.
Is that an old?
I watched 1 and
2. 1 and 2 are.
Yeah.
3 is new, though.
3 is brand new.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Same characters?
It together.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
There's even a young...
Okay, thank you.
A young...
Who is he? No, what's his
name? K.
K. I was close.
I was actually... Young K. I was extremely impressed with the cast.
What's a K? It's the
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh.
And then there's Agent J.
Agent J, Will Smith. I love him. He's one of my favorite actors.
He's great.
Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's the only rapper I listen to.
LL Cool J.
Oh, Cool J. Yeah. Don't give a
man of many people.
Ish.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move with your auntie on the end.
Okay.
Sorry, that is a really good, funny show.
Yeah.
Which one?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I've watched like one or two.
Really? It is the best. Like,
I see pictures every once in a while, reverting back to quotes of that show.
I've memorized that intro song, so.
Oh, let's hear it.
No.
Let's hear it.
No. I don't want to get started.
Oh, come on, somebody get him started.
Do it.
I had to do it for a chorus class. There's no way I'm doing it.
Oh. Fine.
I actually got Bomber. I came after school. I was passing by the auditorium, and I went to say hi to my friend who's doing Singing in the Rain. And this kid came up.
I heard that was a play now.
Yeah, it's a play. And he came up to me, and he patted my arm. He's like, "You should join the choir." And I was like, "Hey, what? I can't sing."
Yeah, I heard the school was doing a play of that.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're doing another play again. Mm-hmm. They're doing
there's
three.
A play.
They do about three.
I heard it's gonna be really cool though. From what I heard, it's gonna rain.
They want to do as many
for that
as
scene.
Yeah.
It's actually gonna rain. I don't know how they're gonna do it.
Oh yeah, I heard that. I don't know what they're doing.
They're gonna dance in it.
And I feel so bad for the stage crew.
It's gonna suck because they're gonna be slipping everywhere probably.
No, because they asked people who wanted to do it. They weren't forced or anything like that. And
if you want.
They're not going to slip, though. They're going to practice a ton.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to practice, on the real day, people sort of get a little shaky.
And it's not going to rain that much.
Yeah, it's true, but still.
It's going to happen.
We're guessing about the musical being banned out in Harriman.
I heard about that. That sucks for them.
They had it already, and it was one or two parents complained. It was too racy.
What was it about?
What was the play?
I forget now. When it's Elvis. Some Elvis songs.
There's no reason.
It's a relatively new play, but they took a lot of Elvis songs and turned them into a musical. And one of the songs is a little too racy for whatever, and then they ended up they're going to be able to do it now, but they retweaked some of the songs.
Hopefully the play's better. Because
it's horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would work
at all. You either do it or don't do it. Don't edit somebody else's work.
I know.
Yeah.
Just to please one or two parents.
Yeah, right.
Brighton did it last year.
Oh, really?
It worked for them, but this other school complained about it, I guess. I can't remember. It's a bunch of Elvis songs and Elvis Goes to Hollywood. I don't know. I've been in the news.
Ooh,
keeping you up?
Yeah.
Sure, got some big yawns going. Should we head out or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Dude, we gotta go. Oh, we can end a minute early. We'll be fine.
I don't know. Mira might have a hard
time. Mira's not here. Mira, if you listen to this one, sorry, man. We're cutting you off.
Who's that?
Early. No, we're not going to count for a minute. So, hey, thanks for listening.
Sorry.
One. 59.
Jerry just wants to count.
How do I explain?
Use 46. 45.
45. All right, we're out of here.
43. 42.